We've had a week to collect ourselves, and I'd like to ask you to start the pod on a scale of Jennifer Walters to She-Hulk. How are you feeling about the results of our meeting now?
I would definitely say I am more on the Jen side of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, same.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I'm like Jen when she's dancing on top of the roof with Daredevil.
Oh my God.
And she's like doing that.
You're in such a fun Jen moment.
It's one Small of my favorites.
It's a really great show. If you guys haven't watched it, check it out on Disney Plus.
Please do. They really have to start like, giving
our
us
partner,
some.
Yeah, our partner.
This is getting crazy.
We're Disney Plus influencers now.
Affiliates.
Influencers. Yes.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
Welcome to As the Garden Grows, a Disney Plus sponsored podcast. That's not true. Please don't hold us to that.
But
welcome.
I would like to be one day.
Someday. We'll manifest
probably
it.
Probably not. Like,
I don't think we're family friendly enough, yeah. Although they are branching out with the
You
Deadpool.
Never know. Yeah. You never know where they're going to go.
Exactly. Welcome, Ms. Kijana Rose.
Thank you.
CEO of I&I Rose Garden.
Thank
and
you.
Just fabulous gal.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm Ryan Cassell. And we're going to get started here. Let's talk about our new growth.
Let's talk about it.
We're going to dive in. So some things have happened as we previewed last week.
Yes.
We did go through our little vote.
Our final vote.
Our final vote. Super exciting. You can tell.
It was such an anticlimactic event because, and we may have described this last week, but they basically batched the approval for the final licenses, which honestly I don't mind at all just because it was nice and quick and like bam, bam. But it was weird.
We didn't get a moment. Mm-mm. But why would we expect it? Now, as we detailed last week, some of the details that we received. So tell the people what we received. So we got our temporary license.
Our final license. We have it.
Yeah.
We have it. So basically, we received our final license, and the commission also sent us a notification basically that says you now have to submit a request for your post final license
inspection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So obviously, that was a shock to us because we assumed that the final inspection that we had before the vote was actually going to be the final inspection.
Why name it that? I'll never really get over it.
I'll never get over it. It's almost like they're trolling us on purpose.
They are 100% trolling us because now we have to be like, well, I guess we were dumb enough to believe the final inspection was the final inspection when that's what you guys named it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It would have been just as easy to say pre-vote inspection or pre-final inspection.
I do feel like a dumbass just because, like, we were, like, in the dispensers being like, yeah, we have our final inspection this week. And, like, they probably thought it was our post-final inspection, but little did we know it was our pre-final.
I wish just one person had taken us aside and said, oh, no, you don't think the final's the final, do you, babies? Because it would have been easier. It would have been easier to receive that email. Because you know what, again, and we've detailed this a few times, is we have sheer moments of celebration, and then it's minutes before. You know what I mean? Like, I took a nap. I took just a small celebratory nap. I've been napping more lately. I'm open. I'm honest. And I woke up from about a 45-minute snooze to find out that we've got another inspection to go through. And we are once again at the mercy of the scheduling department at the CCC, who can only hold one meeting a month. So it's just very frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, like it takes them 2 weeks just to even schedule the inspection.
We just have to, and what that means is we just have to wait 2 weeks to even ask for them to open their calendar.
Yeah.
they just need time to prep.
Yeah.
For our request. Even.
Yeah.
It's not even that we're going to get an inspection in 2 weeks.
No.
We can ask permission.
Yeah.
It's actually crazy.
Yeah.
I just don't know what all the buffering is for. You know, I don't know what they're getting up to in these 2 weeks of quote unquote prep time, you know?
I don't know what anything they do.
Same.
I don't understand any of their processes. I don't understand how the CCC, like, could deem itself a successful organization just based on, like, anything that they do. Because, like, I just think if you looked at it, like, numbers-wise, like, just the statistics, like, they're just not doing as much as they even claim to do.
Just the number of, like, active applicants and, like, the average length of time it must take, like, those cannot be good statistics.
No, they could. They would be.
Since we're, yeah, quote-unquote, fast-tracked and we're here at the two-year mark.
Yeah.
So yeah. I shudder to imagine what the average time takes.
Yeah, same. So, I mean, yeah, all of that. And I think it's just, like, one of those situations where it didn't feel like it was the win that we wanted. Like, yes, we got our final license, and it would have been great to be like, guys, we've got our final license. Let's celebrate. But then to immediately hear, like, oh, you have to request an inspection. I can't stress that enough. Like, again, another option could have been for them to be like, okay, now we're doing your final inspection on this date.
Yeah, give us a date. Since we're obviously all ready to go, it's not like we need to do any prep because we thought the last inspection was the last inspection. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, we're ready to go.
Yeah. So that was frustrating.
It sure was.
Yeah. But it did, I think, taking the week to kind of think about it was certainly a good idea. We did have, like, a little bit of progress that was able to be made, which was that we purchased weed.
Yeah. So one of the things that we can do now is purchase supplies. Yeah. So we did place our first legit weed order, which is cool.
That was really cool. That's really cool. Yeah. It hasn't been delivered yet, but I will be excited when it is to start infusing things.
Yeah.
And to just start testing and getting all that stuff done, because we do have a little bit of work there to do. You know, and I guess the reality is whenever they do decide to do that final inspection, we really will be, like, ready to go.
Yeah, we're 100% ready. Again, we thought the last one was the final.
I know.
We're ready to go, you guys.
But, like, even more so, like, our packaging will be here.
Yeah, 100%.
Our, you know, we'll still have our testing done and yeah, all of that.
And for the post-final, they want to see that you're, like, in inventories in the system,
yeah,
that,
like,
you can tag things properly.
Yeah,
so
they want to see
it really,
like,
the
process.
And on the bright side, it really is like a day before you open kind of thing. You know what I
it
mean?
Is.
Like the day after
yeah,
they
no,
leave
yeah,
that inspection, we can literally start because everything will be in the system. We'll have, like, you know, stock up, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have stuff baked already, you know?
Yeah, we will.
We'll be ready to go.
Totally. So it will be definitely, you know, like, even though it wasn't the outcome that we wanted, the good news is that we're not in, like, a standstill right now.
Correct. Yeah.
We're still moving forward. We're still, you know, getting
taking
things
steps.
Done. Yeah,
yeah,
like yeah.
Like you said, we ordered the packaging. That's coming. That's going to be exciting. The weed is coming.
Yep.
So, yeah, we're just getting all ready.
Yeah, we definitely
have. Getting all our
have,
ducks in a row.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely are. And it's just, like, you know, I think it's a great lesson, honestly, for us, especially in this moment. I know.
We're doing nothing but learning. You guys know that. If there's one thing we are doing on this journey, it's friggin' learning.
I know. And I was just talking with our dear friend Toyin yesterday.
Shout out to Toyin. We love you.
We do. And we were joking around about how the universe will often take us through things. And we're like, okay, didn't really need to learn it that way, but got it.
Yeah.
And this year in particular has been that. And I feel like very universally.
Totally.
I feel like a lot of people in my life, a lot of people that I know and I talk to are having this kind of same conversation where they're like, big lessons. Didn't really need to go about the learning this way. Would never have chosen this path. And I guess that's the reality though, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's why we don't know. Exactly.
100%. That's why we don't get to
yeah,
remember
that's why
everything
we
decide to do.
Yeah, that is why. Because we wouldn't choose these paths.
No.
You know what I mean? And yet, the outcomes are what we need them to be.
100%.
They are what we're being called to most authentically. So, you know, I do think that this moment, like last week's vote and all of that, was a really good kind of, like, visual experience hey, yeah, you're not always gonna like the path that actually you have chosen.
Sometimes it's really hard to reckon with the choices you've made.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But
yeah, that's a great thing to learn repeatedly. But we are, honestly.
But we are. And 100%. I think that's the reality.
And, like, every choice matters. You know what I mean? And everything has consequences. And if you do just, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be aware. It really does all come back to something we always talk about in yoga, living yoga off the mat, like just be aware and present.
Yeah. Yeah. I think too, like, I'm really happy that you said that, because what I appreciate about what we did in this last leg of this process was not necessarily trying to be like, don't get upset.
Right. No. Yeah. We leaned in.
Yeah. Obviously. We were like, you know what? Feel it. Like, it's frustrating.
Yeah. And disappointing.
Yeah. And disappointing. And like, despite having the intention of celebration, we could not get there.
No.
Because we were so disappointed.
And it's important for us to realize, like, there is not strength in pretending you're not feeling something. There's not strength in not experiencing what is happening to you. You know what I mean? The strength is in us all being able to talk about it together. Yeah. And get to, like, I know that on the long list of, you know, bumps in the road on this journey, this one was a lot easier to overcome, I think, because we really did talk about it a lot as a team. We really, like, complained through it and we're like, this is insane. You know what I mean? And we really got it all out, and then we could move to action pretty quickly.
You know what I mean? I agree.
It's all part of the process.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's something that we've really learned this year, was how to express what was happening, but then move towards action in a more kind of efficient manner that does, like, still honor the experience that we're having.
It's that part. Because if you just rush to the action, then you just say, like, to yourself, your feelings about this don't matter.
Yeah.
Let's just get to what's next and what's fixing it.
Yeah.
And that's not a good
thing. Well, no, that will make us crazy.
Yeah, 100%.
That will definitely make us crazy. And I think that's a big part of what I love so much about our team and our organization, because there is such an emphasis on true well-being and not, you know, doing necessarily what a million people have done before just because we, you know, might know how that's going to turn out. Like, it's better to do what we know feels right so that we can, you know, be where we need to be ultimately.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, like we talked about a little bit off the pod last week, like in terms of people's ownership in the space, and like, we are really committed to owning as much of our company as possible, to crafting a specific vision, to getting specific things done with this company. We're not just in this space to make a cannabis company and sell it off for a profit.
Yeah.
And that is really different than a lot of the people in this space in Massachusetts particularly. So I think it's really important for us to honor that. And part of that is like bringing emotionality into how we work.
And just going through the shitstorm of it all.
100%.
Because it's so ours. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, this is our company. And even if, like, we couldn't, I don't think at this point, really like sell off a big or sell it or whatever, because it would just be so weird. Like,
and like, no, who would take on to execute someone's such a specific dream? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. It's definitely not there now. And to be honest with you, we've talked about this. Like, I don't really ever see that being the outcome, but you never know. But either way, it's just one of those things where it's like, yes, like in this industry, we are doing it in a different way than like our peers in the industry right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yes, there are other, you know, people like us that are trying to come up and trying to get into the industry, and you know, they're struggling too. Like, it's hard, but we definitely are doing it in a way that, like, we just haven't necessarily seen done before. We certainly didn't have anyone that we could have looked at and said, like, oh, they're the model. Or can we lean on them or ask, you know, how they got these things done or whatever? Because, like, we've just not seen an example yet where someone has put together, like, this much of a business at such a little cost. Not that it was a little cost, but comparatively.
Comparatively. And such a unique idea. Like, nobody at this time is trying all that hard. Like, whenever we talk to anyone in the business or out of the business and say cannabis bakery, there always needs to be another sentence.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no one that's just like, oh my God, cool.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Because it's such a new idea.
Yeah.
So we just don't often see that here in this, like, newer emerging Massachusetts.
We just didn't
really
have anyone to model what we were doing after in this process so far. And I think that has definitely added to the challenge of it, the, like, you know, but at the same time, I do believe that what we've learned is, like, invaluable.
Totally. And at the end of this whole process, we're going to have an amazing business that's completely our own. And we didn't have to compromise. Yeah. And we didn't have to sell off parts of the vision. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it'll all be worth it. And like we always say, like, it'll be great for the story. But it is just a wild ride.
No, it is.
Along the way.
Yeah.
It is. And we can't pretend that it's normal. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, it's crazy.
Like, if we were trying to open a gun store, a liquor store, literally anything else. Casino would have been easier.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
So it's just wild. And we just have to remember that.
Yeah. That I definitely think that that is, you know, just a reality for us right now. And I think part of what we've really learned in the last year for sure is to just be open and honest about what's actually happening and how it's actually making us feel, because there's no point in trying to brush anything under the rug or, you know, just, like overlooking feelings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're not doing that anymore.
We are not. Okay. Not in this business and not in this life.
No. Oh, especially not in life.
Definitely not in life.
Okay. So outside of that, so basically our steps to getting the dispensaries are we're going to get that post-final inspection and we're going to start selling some damn cookies. We already have plenty of people that are excited to buy from us.
Yeah, that's so true. You know, we do have people that are like excited and I think pretty much ready to go.
We can't wait to share a list with you. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter because we'll be sending out lists of dispensaries that we're in once we're in them. And that's how you'll know.
And listen, if you guys have dispensaries that you love, make sure you tell them about us so that they can get our stuff when it's available.
100%.
But yeah, we are super excited. We've started to build some great relationships.
There's a lot of cool people in the space, and that's what's exciting too. You know, for as many people as like, you know, don't want to hear any new ideas, there's also plenty of people that are so excited and so like excited about vegan stuff, excited about fresh baked stuff. It's just cool. So
yeah,
it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And I think too, like, as a lot of you guys know, like pretty much everything is transitioning over from, you know, 182 Poplar to the store. And I think as that's been happening, I've just been feeling like, again, a burst of creativity and excitement in like a little bit of a different way. Like now I'm really gearing my thoughts towards product manufacturing and output and how we're going to get stuff out to dispensaries, but also like starting to honestly already think about different products.
Totally.
And just like what we could get out to you guys, because I really am so proud of like a lot of the recipes that I've created over the years.
Over 100 beautiful recipes ready to go. Yeah,
for sure. So I'm super excited about that stuff and I really want to share it with you guys in different ways. So anyways, I've been thinking a lot about that and I'm really excited to like get that out there.
Yeah. Well, that's actually the next thing on my list. So let's talk about how we are moving everything to 22 Birch. Yeah. So we are on the website now. You can start signing up for classes. We're going to move our Wednesday, you know, regular beginners, I&I flow to the store here, and it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be with me, and I haven't, you know, it'll be fun and cool.
Yeah.
Different than what we've done for the last, you know, 5 years. But fun. This is a new chapter that I'm super excited about. And I haven't quite worked it all out in my head yet.
Yeah. It's an evolving experience.
Yeah.
It's going to change.
But it is going to be an experience.
Yes.
So I'm excited.
Me too. So check for that stuff on the website.
Yeah.
And like we said last week, we also have the YTT program coming up, yoga teacher training in January. The hybrid model, you heard all about it with Sean last week. If you haven't heard that yet, go back and check it out.
Oh, yeah, go back and listen to that episode.
But we are so excited about the YTT.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convince all my friends that are even kind of close. I'm like, you only have to come one day.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
super
excited. It's really accessible. It's going to be so cool. I'm just so excited. And it's going to be, like, fresh and new. We have so many new, like, cool ideas to implement.
Yeah, it really is, like, an updated program. And it's the program has evolved, of course, because, again, like, the first time that we did it a couple of summers ago, it was just me and the crew, you know, in the backyard. And it was
really just you the first session because we were learning.
I had a lot of guest teachers, but it really was
but in terms
just
of designing
me.
The program,
yeah, exactly. So this at this point in the game, it's really evolved and it's this beautiful kind of like group
it's
effort.
Like a collab now.
Yeah, it is. It's a really great collaboration. Mm-hmm. So I think anyone who takes this upcoming program especially is like in for a really great treat.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. So let us know if you have any questions. Ask us about it.
Yeah, for sure.
We also have another new offering, our Empowered Consumer Course. We
have
yet to even bring it up on the pod.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Now, this course is for literally everyone.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of everything in terms of cannabis. It has some history, it has some politics, it has some of Kijana's personal journey as a cannabis entrepreneur. It has truly everything.
It has a lot of me.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
It has a lot of Kijana.
Well, honestly, you're just going to be watching
well,
me.
Well, it's 100%. In terms of visuals, it's 100%
Kijana. If you need that kind of thing, you don't have to watch it.
You could listen to it like a pod.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You could do whatever you want.
Yeah, totally. Like, there's no...
There's also slides.
Oh, there know? Are
so
slides?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you're
but not in the video.
Not in the video. No. But
so,
it,
like,
but
the video PDF. Is really just not...
You're going to enjoy the video. If someone feels, you know, a little a certain type of way about... her results in the video, and I just think she's being a little hard on herself, you know. I think it's a beautiful, wonderful resource, and everyone's gonna love it.
I guys.
We both hated it, by the way, just to be clear. By the end, it this is a project that no one enjoyed.
Yeah.
Just to be clear,
I think that's fair to say.
Yeah,
like, but we didn't want to do there. The project. It was kind of pushed upon us, and we did it.
And despite any feelings about it, there's a lot of great information.
And
there.
Like, yeah, I will say, like, we went hard. Like,
mm-hmm.
we did a lot of research for it and like wrote and rewrote the scripts. So
had our girl on a teleprompter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Yeah.
A lot went in.
Yeah. Like, it was like a production.
Yeah, but it really was. It was our first like little, you know, test production.
Yeah. That we took seriously.
That we took very seriously.
So anyways, yeah, like, it's not something I could ever personally go back and watch.
But it's not for you. You know the information.
Yeah.
Honestly, I learned so much just watching you record it,
you know,
directing. I learned so much about things that I didn't know. I consider myself, you know, like a class stoner. There's plenty of things I learned.
Yeah.
But I think, too.
No, there's a lot of info in there. Because we go from, like. It's a little bit of everything. It's like a skim the surface type situation. So it's like a little bit of like history mm-hmm. and all of that. It's a little bit of the science of it.
Yeah.
All of that.
We talk about different like forms of consumption.
There's just like a child screaming outside.
Yeah, you know.
Can you guys hear it?
You guys, she is feeling her feelings. Okay, after our brief interruption by as you beautifully poeted, blood-curdling screaming.
For real, though.
Truly. We were just, let's wrap up and say, check out the Empowered Consumer course. There's a beautiful link to it from our website. You can check it out. We're going to be posting things about it on IG, you know, little clips. There's a preview clip. And honestly, recommend it for people in your life. Like, I know I'm going to make my parents watch it. Like, anyone that's, like, confused a little bit about some things, you know what I mean? Like, anyone in my life who's like, oh, like weed is like comparable to alcohol, you know? I'm just gonna be like, okay, well, I'm just gonna have you watch the Empowered Consumer course. It's like just a quick hour. You could even just watch the slides and, you know, just learn some things.
Yeah.
I think it's just such like good information. It's also like good information so you're a little more like street cool. For example, like what a bowl is, what a bong is, dabs, you know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, I forgot. Just we,
so
like,
you
go learn, all
yeah, you go
that.
Like the term, so you can like be up on your terminology as well. And that's important. Also, like, why marijuana is a word we don't want to use as opposed to cannabis. You know what I mean? Just good stuff. Good stuff.
Well,
I do say so myself. Okay. Now, our last bit of new growth is I just want to let you know, and we've alluded to it, we do have a new website up, and we're doing blogs. So check out our blogs.
Check out the website.
Check out our blogs. We're going to be sharing more with you there. That's going to be just our home base. You know what
the
I mean?
The website is, like, going to be such a hub for us.
For sure. It's going to have so much information. Like, our educational component is going to be so key through the website.
Yeah, and then the whole retail store will be on the website
as 100%.
So you guys will be able to order on.
You'll be able to order ahead. Wholesalers, you guys can check out our wholesale website. So yeah, 100%. Check it out. Okay. iNightRoseGarden.com. They're like, but how do we get there? Okay, so let us move on to the StarCast, shall we?
Yeah.
In the week ahead, we're talking about October 24th to the 30th, Monday to Sunday. On the 25th, Tuesday, we have the new moon solar eclipse in Scorpio.
Ah!
What's going on?
Oh my God. Tears in my eyes.
Wow.
Eclipse season is here.
Look who's back again.
Are you ready? Are any of us ready?
Honestly, no. I never am.
Oh my God.
I was born not ready for eclipse season. I've always said that about myself.
I think that this eclipse in Scorpio is definitely here to illuminate the relationships that are actually connected, like beyond.
Okay.
Versus, did I lose you a little bit?
No, no.
I'm like waiting. working it all out in my head.
Yeah, no, I'm waiting. I'm on the edge of my seat, literally. For those of you watching the video, you can tell.
It's like, this is showing you, like, because remember eclipses, right? It's like illuminating something.
Yeah.
That otherwise is unseen. So, like, what's in the dark comes to the light.
Okay.
And what's in the light kind of goes to the dark.
Okay.
And I think the darkness that's going to come to light with this eclipse season in particular is, like, these relationships, it's going to show you the relationships that are actually, like, there's a thread.
Yeah.
A genuine, like, thread of, okay, connection.
Yeah.
Like, magic.
Yeah.
Connection, like, beyond this realm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, tribe.
Yeah.
However you want to think of it. Yeah. Like, these are the relationships. And then on the other side of that, this.
You can imagine.
Right.
You're going to feel there's nothing here. There's no thread.
Well, yeah. Or, like, it's not a thread you want to hold on to anymore.
Yeah. Sometimes you really do have to let go of relationships when you're, like, carving out the new version of
you.
Well,
let me just say something. The universe will put you with people who are going to teach you lessons.
True. 100%.
100%. Right? 100%. Natural assignment. So you will always be put with people that are going to teach you lessons. And the reality is, some of the lessons that we have to learn, they're not all like butterflies and rainbows, right? So you're going to keep getting, even it, the people could change, but the lesson will stay the same. Yes,
that's why you play out patterns with people
over and over again.
You've got to learn.
And that's what she does. She sends you the people you've got to learn with.
And the examples get crazier and crazier.
Crazier.
She's like, okay, you didn't see it last time. Here's another one.
Yeah. She's even like, more this obvious. Time? Yeah, exactly. So that being said, like, this is an opportunity. This eclipse is an opportunity to observe them for what they truly are and to be like, oh, I could actually, like, release this and release this whole fucking pattern along with it.
Yeah.
That's what's so cool about eclipse season. Even though you don't have to do anything during eclipse season. Like, yes, it's a new moon. This is not a manifestation moon. This is not a set intention kind of moon. This is a sit back. Relax, take it all in.
Totally.
Take it all in. This is one of those situations, one of those eclipses that I'm telling you, the information is just going to present itself to you. You do not, open your eyes, but you do not have to look far for it.
I love that.
You do not have to. So I honestly am excited about this eclipse.
Okay.
Which day is it happening?
It's happening on Tuesday.
Tuesday. So, like, remember Venus is with the sun in Scorpio. This is a solar eclipse. You know, that's why I bring up relationships, because there's, like, a big Venus energy here. And remember we were talking about Venus and Scorpio last week and how that's, like, the divine, like, feminine, the like, sensual, sexual part of the divine feminine. And so there's a lot in the ego part of the divine feminine. And I know that a lot of us have been, like, reframing our relationship with our ego, right? Totally. Because we want our ego to be our friend and to be there when we need them to be there, as opposed to being like a saboteur.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, exactly. Or like a fear monger or whatever. Like, we don't want that from our ego. We want our ego to know, like, you have a seat at the table. Like,
right.
You have a role. Yeah, you have a role. Like, it's not about eliminating your ego or killing your ego. I would never, ever, ever tell anyone, like, oh, kill your ego. Like, no way. Your ego is a valid part of you. It's a valid and a valuable part of you.
Part of the team.
100%. It's a part of the team. And just like everyone on the team, it has its role. It has its functionality. So understanding that ego has a role in a specific one that, you know, can be honored can definitely happen when Venus is in Scorpio. And I think that's what's so great about this eclipse, having this like Venus connection as well, because it's not just about even the relationships to other people. It's also how you're doing this to yourself.
Yes.
Yes. And like, that could be also that you keep calling in the same type of people into your life, or, you know, creating situations where you're going through the same lessons over and over again. That's you have to take responsibility and accountability at that
point. Especially if we think about that, you know, the connection of, like, we are the universe. It's all one thing. So, like, that is, like, you are calling it in. We're a lot more powerful than we're allowed to believe. Yeah. You know? So you do have to like take some responsibility for that too. It isn't just about cutting people out. It's about cutting out patterns that you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like you can cut people out until you're blue in the face, but if you don't stop, if you don't recognize the pattern that caused you to get to that point with that person.
Yeah. New versions will come.
Yeah, the new version, the next version will just come.
Will come.
Yep, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I love that.
Yep.
All right, so we're just looking. On Tuesday, keep your
eyes open.
Tuesday
is like chill, kick back.
Sit back and look.
Just let it all come in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it is. Just open yourself up to all the information that's about to present itself to you.
Beautiful. Okay, on Wednesday the 26th, Mercury in Libra trines Mars in Gemini.
Okay. Mercury's in Libra. You know, trining Mars in Gemini, I think this is like a fast energy.
Okay.
It's very fast paced. It's very actions and words kind of coming into an alignment.
Okay.
Or supporting each other, you know, whether it's your words are supporting what you're saying or you're doing, you know, your actions you're are supporting your words.
Yeah.
Like either one, you always want that, I think, alignment and support.
Totally.
So when you get it like this, you know, in alignment with also like the cosmos, it's nice to just take advantage of like being about what you say you're about.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Especially after the day before, you've seen what the universe has to show.
Yeah, that's true. Like there's a lot that could be supported here if you're like, oh, I'm going to take action on what I'm realizing. Again, not saying you need to take action in that moment, but understanding that the words do have some power in backing up the action.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the next day on Thursday, Jupiter re-enters Pisces.
Yay!
Thank God. Blessings.
Give
us some blessings.
Yeah. I hope that, like, this does kind of help us have, like, a really sweet ending to the year. Lots of blessings with Jupiter in Pisces and its home sign. Just so much greatness.
Radiating.
Yeah, like so much big just blessings kind of like wanting to really come through. I think it's so like cute in a way that Jupiter is going back into Pisces like right around the time of this eclipse. Again, because it's like the eclipse energy is going to be out there for a while, for a couple weeks. So it's like this time with Jupiter going back into Pisces, and it's a retrograde too, so you have to think about it as also like a bit of a review. It could be too that like not only are we like getting that sweetness of Jupiter being in Pisces, just feeling it energetically, but kind of reviewing like what the blessings actually have been.
Yeah.
And like, you know, in a way, maybe even seeing how your hard work has like come to fruition, but you've like even been blessed through the obstacles, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's definitely, you know, on offer with that. But I think like Jupiter being in Pisces kind of for the rest of the year is just like really nice. It's just like a sweet little, you know, like kiss from the cosmos.
We deserve a little break.
I think so.
Like, I think it'll be nice.
Yeah.
A benefic touch to the end of the year.
I think so too. I think this is like super cute.
Yeah. Well, on the same day, Mercury in Libra squares Pluto in Capricorn.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, a square.
Okay. All right.
Because a square with Pluto like should be like recognized. Like that is an aspect that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because that's Pluto's aspect. Pluto loves squares because squares cause tension, and it's like when something is squared, like that reality is that something's about to change. Mm-hmm. Like there is a tension, and that tension is going to cause change. And exactly, that's exactly what Pluto does. Yeah. Pluto transforms, Pluto changes. So I think that, you know, it, you know, Mercury is words, communication, technology, that kind of thing. All of those energies are at play.
Okay.
Yeah. With that square in a tense way.
Yeah. Okay, and then we have a couple days off, and on the 30th, on Sunday, Mars retrogrades in Gemini.
Okay, yeah. So Mars, like, is just going to be in this Gemini thing for a while.
Yeah.
And that's how Mars can get sometimes. Mars can move kind of quickly, and then it gets on a point leading up to its retrograde where it really just starts slowing down progressively.
Yeah.
And it's hit that retrograde point, and I think the challenge with the Mars retrograde is that Mars gives us so much of our active energy. Mm. And in retrograde, yeah, exactly, momentum. And so in retrograde, it's harder to pick up that momentum because it's more about reviewing and analyzing. Mm. But I just think that, especially this week, based on a lot of the transits that you've just described, there's just a lot of energy that the universe is pushing you on towards, like, just sit back, review what's, you know, coming to you, recognize your downloads, integrate the information that the universe is trying to offer you, read the messages, right? All that Mercury energy, you know, understand that something's going to change with this new information and that, you know, that's just your opportunity. It could be anything.
100%. Yeah. Seeing change as an opportunity is so helpful.
For sure.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's our star
cast. And a great reminder for us fixed energy beings. Ugh,
yes. Honestly, I saw some meme that was, like, about Leos, and it was like, thank you so much for the advice, but you need to hear it yourself. And I was like, God damn, you know, that is so true. 100%. Don't do it. Okay, my friend, shall we close out with a little root to rise?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping you
going to
start.
Okay. I actually do have one. So this week in my group therapy, I had like a big sharing moment, and it was obviously like I was dreading it, but it was wonderful.
Yeah.
And I feel so much like lighter and brighter after like sharing things with people and getting feedback about it. And it was just really great. So I just encourage us all to try to do something we think we don't want to do this week, because you might actually love it. You get something out of it.
Yeah.
And to what we were saying earlier, like, everything doesn't have to be, like, warm and fuzzy and amazing for you to get something out of it, you know?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for that.
And thank you for that.
For my root to rise, my mantra this week, I really am just, like, allowing and appreciating the ability to be cared for.
Love that.
Because I have some really amazing friends who are like more like my chosen family at this point, and they take great care of me.
I love
that. And I'm so grateful for you guys. Everyone really does. And, you know, it's not always very easy for me to allow myself to be taken care of, even by the people that I love. But it definitely speaks to like how incredible those people are, that I've gotten to this point in my life where I can, and I'm still working on it, but I'm getting better every day. And I'm just really grateful that I have people in my life that, you know, support that and encourage that. And
I love that. And guess what? It speaks to your growth as well. And I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And
so
I love you.
I love you.
Now, next week, we are going to have a special spooky Halloween episode. Super excited about that. And we can't wait to see you next week. Thanks for watching.